Upset as church removes memorial tributes from grave. Earlscombe Parish Church has apologised for the distress it caused when it removed memorial items which had been on a grave for nearly three decades and binned them. Yasmin Jones, 28, was shocked when she and other family members arrived at St Andrew's graveyard to find belongings had been moved from her brother's grave. She and her mum had gathered at the grave for what would have been Carl's 38th birthday. Carl died in 1996 after his family made the difficult decision to turn off his life support after he was knocked off his bike in a crash. He was just 10 years old. This time, they found all the trinkets and memorials the family had left at the site had been removed. She said, "We were so shocked, everything had gone. Some of the things held years of memories. It is absolutely devastating. It looks like we don't care anymore. This is someone who we visit very often. He was a very big part of the family." Some of the items included a Chelsea Football Club teddy bear given by one of Carl's nephews, cards, small ornaments and flowers. After contacting the church's vicar the same day in order to find out where the items had gone, so they could collect them, Yasmin claims she was informed maintenance work had been carried out. Yasmin says a phone call later confirmed the items were gone and would not be retrievable. She added, "To lose all those things that were there for such a long period of time, it really sucks. It is sad. We couldn't get it back. It makes you feel how heartless can someone be?" St Andrew's Church said, "We are very sorry that some items that were removed from our churchyard to allow the grass to be cut and the earth to be levelled were later disposed of because of a miscommunication. We understand the distress and upset this has caused. We have apologised to the family and have put in place a procedure to make sure this doesn't happen again. In future, any items that are removed to allow maintenance will be kept for a period of time in case families want them to be returned."